Cerrone Zone Radio, the award-winning view and interview show with your host, Jeff Roney.
Well, so here we are at Epcot, and it's Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday. I was going to hide the lead, but anyway.
Oh, so, I'm sorry.
Here's kind of an experiment that probably, I don't know, has ever been podcasted, maybe. But what does Epcot look like on Super Bowl Sunday? Epcot? Big Disney Park? You know. Did they forget what day it was? Don't know.
I'm guessing they're like forced to be here.
Well, there probably will be a lot of BlackBerry use, internet connection use, you know. A lot of screaming for no reason.
Yep.
Honey, what are you screaming at? Oh, nothing.
There's
we're on Living with the Land. What are you screaming at? Why are you so excited? The bears. Well, Country Bears over at the Magic Kingdom. Oh. So it's a little cold. 50-ish here in Florida. And unfortunately, there were some tornadoes a few days back, and it's been the unfortunate news. So.
But
we are here in Super Bowl. Kind of a long line, but it's still kind of, well, it's like 10 something, isn't it?
Yeah, part of the problem we have right now is that there's, remember 2 years ago when we were here? There was the cheerleading, the NCAAs, whatever, the National Cheerleading Association, whatever.
I seem to recall that.
Yeah, now it's the dance team.
Okay. I think there's a shorter line right there. I could be wrong.
Yeah, but trying to get to it.
Okay. Just pointing it out.
Right.
Yeah, they were having a little trouble with the finger little register thing yesterday.
Yeah, which is
here at Epcot.
New.
They were covering it up and not letting you do it, which
right.
is kind of
well,
fun.
Well, that's kind of a new thing because I wasn't here 2 years ago.
Now, I do want to talk about that. Now, they have specific instructions on the little reader thing that you put the card on face up with the arrow forward. Okay. I've done that a number of times, but that won't work in some instances. You have to turn it around upside down and put it through, and it works. Okay? I don't think I was breaking any security problems or whatever. That's just the way it works. So, which is funny because, you know, then you have helpful folks behind you saying, no, that's not right. And I'm like, you know, I've done it before.
I've done this. I've been here for a week
now. It works. So, but anyway. So, yeah, trouble with the finger read thing. It goes to show you. Yeah, you know, all the little things they come up with. Yeah, gotta check it out.
The only thing about that
I do miss that World of Motion ride. That was always kind of fun. I don't think you ever rode that, did you? Probably when you were young.
I doubt it, because I've never been here before 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
And one of the things was that they had a animatronic that was pulling on a big, I think a rock or something. And when they took the ride down, they moved the animatronic to Disneyland and put it at the end of Pirates. So the guy that was trying to pull that big bag of gold, right at the end there, when you're going up there, that guy was
replaced.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, see, I still say, sometimes people on message boards don't listen to me, and, you know, it's okay, I guess, but I think it'd be interesting. I mean, if you're really going to geek out about Disney, why don't you try and make a history list of where the animatronics have been, where they started, and where they've been moved to. I think that would be interesting.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
I mean, do you realize there is a website that has detailed pictures of the attic in the Haunted Mansion here in Walt Disney World and the Magic Kingdom. And each piece has been zoomed in on and verified and looked at. I mean, I think it's probably Disneyland too, but anyway, I mean, people just geek out about Disney stuff all the time. And I've got another thing. Let's trace the origins of the animatronics. Okay. But nothing, you know, has been done. But that's okay. My hope burns on. Why there's a number of lines here? Kind of a slow process. But no, I mean, I've never been much of a sports kind of a guy. I know you disagree with me, but I think cheerleading is a sport. And that's a sport I can support. Cheerleading. But from the look on your face, I don't know that you really agree.
Don't make me quote Bring On.
Okay. All right. Well, but no, I mean, I've never been a sports kind of guy. Maybe baseball. Until the Dodgers broke my heart, and then I've given that up. Because the Dodgers went from, you know, winners to could be and then never will. I was happy when the Angels won. They were due. You know. So.
We have no children, so we're like, you know.
What's your return policy?
Probably a great on birth control.
Same as cash, first like 2 minutes.
My sister actually has 5 kids, and that's you know what? Yeah. You had my kids, and you're raising them. You're paying for them. I borrow them when I want them.
That's right. With her sister, my brother, the same way. I have an older brother. She got a younger sister.
I see.
Best birth control in the world.
Well, they're fun now and again, I hear.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're to the point we can't really get them back now.
Okay.
We gotta keep you, don't we?
Yeah.
Do we?
Yeah.
All right.
When they learn the word no, that's when it gets rough.
Oh, yeah.
Oh boy.
That was maybe our first word. All right, you gotta show that to them so we can get in the play.
She's brave.
Yeah, she planned on 4 and 5 was a oops.
Oh, yeah.
They're a hoot and a half.
We borrow one or two now and again.
Yeah.
Just a couple.
Just to spoil them rotten and send them back to
her. Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
We're like young grandparents.
It's like, oh, you know what, time to go home.
Wait a minute, hold on. We'll let your mommy deal with this.
Actually, I feel like they're my own kids. I was there when they were all born. Yeah. Yeah. Watch them breathe their first breath. You know. So I absolutely, they're like my own kids, and I would protect them like a mama bear would. Without the having to pay for them. That's the beautiful part. I didn't have to go to childbirth, and I don't have to pay for them. That's the best part.
Well, you probably didn't lose a whole lot of sleep either.
No. Well, you know, even with the Uber, sometimes, yeah.
Really?
I'll watch them every once in a while.
Out. Yeah.
Elijah almost didn't make it past two, though.
I was 4-year-old, almost 5-year-old. He was
Christmas at 2. Uncle Jeff almost took him out for a walk.
Yeah.
Moly. Yeah, see, no fingers today, boy. See, that's what I think is interesting about a Disneyland ride, a Disney park line. See, if you're in line for a concert, they offer you a joint. But if you're in line for a Disney park, you know, they'll talk to you about just about anything. And I think it's, yeah, you know, I'll offer you a child. Yeah, funny.
Jokingly, but still.
But it's, you know, it's nice. It's, it, yeah. Even though I'm not much of a conversationalist. Oh, I'll talk to a digital recorder for hours, but a real person, it's like, hello. So. Alright. Here we are, listening to Soarin' Over California. See, this park just wanted to save some money on letters, and they left some letters off.
Well,
they just call it Soarin'.
Yeah, and let's face the reality. When you listen to the commercials about it on in your in-room hotel thing, it's never Soarin' Over California. They don't even mention California.
Yeah.
Soarin' Over Planet Earth. No, you're not. You're Soarin' Over California. Every single location in there is California.
Yeah.
And in fact, the girl goes, oh, San Francisco. Yeah, where do you think that is, honey?
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because I think, personally, they're, like, trying to keep the, they're using that as, they're not mentioning California because they are going to change it.
Yeah.
Soarin' Over somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Just so they can use it as a Planet Earth.
Yeah. Soarin' Over the Playboy Mansion.
Soarin'
Over Neverland, you know.
Okay, that's a whole nother kind of, no, that's not what I kind of, but I bet you they'll do like Soarin' Over Paris.
Soarin' Over major nudist colonies.
Over
I mean,
Paris, she'll fall over the Sphinx.
Just go with me here.
Yeah, yeah.
We whatever. Could really make this, we could have a kids track and an adult track.
No, let's not do that.
And then adults could choose where they go.
No.
Malibu filming locations.
Okay, let's not go there.
Well.
That's not appropriate.
Just a thought.
It's not appropriate.
No, I just mean the beach and...
Right.
You know.
Right.
Baywatch the reunion or something.
Oh, you are funny.
Well. It's the stroller parade. There's no wait in the bathrooms either.
Well,
you just
good,
get right in.
Visit one of those. Let's see what else is. Mission Space has a 5-minute wait. Which is kind of interesting because, you know, you kind of figure it would actually have a bit more of a wait. But then again, I think a lot of people are afraid of Mission Space.
Well, it's a pretty intense.
It is. It's very intense. But it's awesome. It's totally worth it.
Yeah.
Why are we bolting?
Because we always bolt. Because we're always late.
We got plenty of time. We can just leisurely a little stroll over there.
Okay, I'll try. All right, come on. I'll try Beverly really quick because I haven't tried it yet.
Okay.
I tried everything else, but
could you explain what that is? Because
okay, we're going into
Beverly.
Club Cool in future world area. Wow, it's loud in here. Okay. So, those of you who don't know, they have flavored colas around the world. And there's, I can't even hear myself. All right, so there's many colas from around the world. Mozambique, Costa Rica, Italy, Germany, Japan, Israel, Mexico, China. Actually, probably my favorite is Mexico. I like the
apple.
And also the close second is Israel. I like the...
Yeah, the Israel is actually really good.
All right, but...
Costa Rica's not bad.
Italy has this Beverly flavor. And I'll read it here, Beverly with bitter flavor. I mean, that's a clue right there. It's a popular non-alcoholic aperitif that stimulates the appetite before dinner, which, you know, how nice because I'm having lunch. All right, so I just filled up my cup. It is bitter. It tastes like mineral water to me. And to be fair, yeah, okay. It's grapefruit kind of. Because I just had a mint, so I'm kind of probably... Yeah, it's mineral water and grapefruit. That's what I'm tasting. So.
Yeah, right after having a mint, it's not. Yeah. It's not working.
Okay, it's not great, but I mean, if you're drinking the rest of them, it's not. All right, so.
Germany's is pretty good. It's a combination of cola and orange flavor.
I want the it's watermelon or something.
Japan or China.
Yeah, that's it. I like that one. Okay. Yeah, much better. Yeah, Beverly was something. Not anything good, but it was something.
And that was a different look.
Yeah.
Would that be the Italy, Beverly? Should you try that one?
China. It's kind of hard to know what to expect. Boy, it's loud. I like Gwen Stefani, but you know. A little loud. Okay. Yes. Think again.
Much better. Quite lemony, actually. What sucks is why don't we get that kind of stuff here?
Well. You know, Huell Hauser, that guy that does those local PBS little travelogue show.
Yes,
he has discovered some little mom and pop grocery places that have
international foods and stuff.
International sodas from around the world and old sodas. And,
yeah, but aren't even near our house.
Well, you know, there's this thing called the internet. Truly an amazing thing. And you can find things from all around the world. And you know,
I figured you would tell me.
I think.
Because that's why you were telling me, is because, and he found one near our house.
No.
That would be awesome.
But I know that for sure he has a lot of the older sodas covered.
Okay, that's fine.
Like strawberry cream, which is very good. I think it's Fanta.
Yeah, Fanta has a good strawberry cream. You know what else is awesome? Which I can't remember the name of it. Maybe you remember it. Somebody might remember it. It was an apple.
Aspen.
Oh my God, that stuff was awesome.
Yep.
And they stopped making it a billion years ago, and it just, oh, drove me nuts.
Simba was good, too. I don't think it was apple, but, yeah, Aspen, that was the apple soda.
Aspen was freaking awesome.
But probably the best soda that I remember that they don't make anymore is, it was 7-Up. Spice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was good. Really good.
Too, that was kind of a red soda, and it wasn't 7-Up, and it wasn't Spice, and I want to say it was like Big Red or something like that.
Yeah, Big Red.
Oh, mm-hmm. That stuff was awesome. They stopped making it, and I don't know why. Makes no sense.
Yeah.
Now the World Showcase has been open for a few minutes.
people are starting to move over this direction.
And you know, this trip on purpose is devoid of the, you know, Journey to Imagination ride or whatever it's called.
Oh yeah, with Figment and what's his name, Eric Idle, I think.
Some yahoo on the bus was singing that song the other day.
Oh no!
And he had an S to it. He goes, "Imaginations, imaginations." Like, oh, dude.
Maybe he was referring to his family.
Well, maybe.
That's funny.
Instead of the Incredibles, it was the Imaginations. And so he was singing about his family.
That's funny. Hey, here, we're almost next to a potty. How about we make a stop?
Okay. I'll get some more source footage for some more fun and frivolity. Hopefully I'll hear a little boy talking about biological things in the bathroom. That's just incredible. Companion restroom. Intriguing. Yes.
Are you still recording?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm just getting sore stuff. In
here. Oh, okay. That's good. Oh. Seagulls, man.
The duck right there.
Look, it's a duck. And look, there's another duck behind them looking for the French fries. Stop, let the ducky cross. Go on.
Come on, boy.
Go on. We don't have anything for you. We just wanted you to.
Sorry.
The cellier is not open yet. I'm quite certain. They don't usually open until, start serving until like 11:30. And it's not quite 11:30 yet. You're still recording, Pup.
Yes, I know that.
Okay, so.
Yes, I knew that.
You know, this is the pond where we filmed Duck Love.
That's true. This pond is famous for the Duck Love film. And also, this area is famous because this is where we filmed the Star Wars On Direct parody movie.
Yes. Well, it's a video postcard, really.
Yeah. Yes. And I know it's a shock, but we really didn't go to Canada. We actually filmed it here at Epcot in the Canadian area.
Yeah, but there is a Canadian maple tree right there. I mean, it's really lovely, actually.
And they probably have some Canadian
foliage on right now.
Persons that work here.
Yes, well, absolutely. They have to be. That's the rule.
The only problem is you have to order in metrics, and you have to tell people, you know, you can't order it in, you know, pounds. You have to order it in metric tons, and so. Just things to remember when you go to Epcot.
Well, not necessarily.
Well, the jokes are wearing thin, and not that that's ever stopped me before. I'm going to say goodbye for now.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye for now.
Thank you for listening to Roni's Own Radio. Please visit our website at jrdonline.com and drop us an email at jeff.roney@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and see you next time on Roni's Own Radio.